This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to Get Started Investing, a production of Equity Mates Media. This series is everything you need to get started on your investing journey.
You don't need a lot of brains in this business. Investing in yourself is the best thing you can do. Anything that improves your own
time. Now you can get rich very young just by having an idea.
I mean, I can buy anything I want, basically, but I can't buy time.
Welcome to Get Started Investing, a podcast where we help you learn to invest in 15 minutes or less. Each episode, we take one real-world business story and apply a key investing lesson to help you build your investor toolkit. If you're joining us for the very first time, welcome. We strongly recommend that you scroll up and start at episode one. And just a reminder before we start, we're not experts, we're not financial professionals, and we are not licensed. We're here learning just like you, and nothing on this podcast should be taken as advice. But with that said, let's crack on. My name is Bryce, and as always, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you going?
I'm very good, Bryce. Good to be back. We are recording a couple of days before your wedding.
Yes.
This will be released after your wedding.
Yes.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes. Nervous?
No, I'm not.
Really?
Yeah, I'm feeling quite zen, which is nice.
That's good.
Yeah. I think it's just because there's been so much happening leading up to it. I probably haven't had the opportunity to think about what to be nervous about, if you know what I mean.
Well, should we talk about some things you could be nervous about?
Let's not. Let's just see what happens and how it unfolds on the day. But I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it should be a lot of fun. But we're here to talk about something that gets people almost as excited as your wedding, which is ETFs.
ETFs, that's right. And today, Ren, we're looking at some of the most popular thematic ETFs of 2022.
Yeah. So the ASX release an investment products report every month, and I've cracked out Excel. It's been a while.
Nice.
So I haven't had to do it as much in the old media business as I did back in the retail days.
Yeah.
But dusted off the skills, sorted some columns, unmerged some rows.
Nice. Colored a few things.
Yeah, yeah. And we just wanted to have a look at what are the most popular thematic ETFs. We looked at August, which is the most recent report.
Okay.
And I guess there's a number of key takeaways about all of the exchange-traded products on the ASX. And then we've pulled out the top five most popular thematic ETFs based on the amount of money that investors are putting into them.
Yeah.
And so then we're going to talk about the five, what their top holdings are, what they track, and just, I guess, give a sense of where investor money is going at the moment.
Follow the money.
Yeah. Obviously, none of this should be taken as advice. Just because people are putting money into an ETF doesn't mean it will perform well.
Yeah.
But I think it's just an interesting look at what's out there. And I think that leads to our first takeaway, which is there's a hell of a lot out there.
There are. And this is just listed on the ASX, not even to mention what would be available in a broker if you had access to the US or Europe. But there are 258 ETPs or exchange traded products. You could pretty much say ETFs.
Yeah.
On the ASX. So talk about the feeling of being overwhelmed when you start your investing journey. You log in and you type in ETF and 258 options pop up.
Yeah, yeah. There's a show out there that someone's going to do, not us, where they do an ETF a day, every working day. Because isn't there about 250 working days in the year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You just have to hope they don't release anymore.
Well, we could do that.
It would be pretty boring.
It would
content.
Be very boring. So that's the first. 258 ETFs or ETPs listed on the ASX, growing every week with the beta shares, now Global X, iShares, all constantly releasing new products to market. And we'll go through some of the thematics in a moment. But the second takeaway, Ren, Australia, not surprisingly, has a bit of a home country bias.
Yeah, so this was looking at the biggest inflows across all the 258, where in August the most investor money went. And I should have kept this quiet and had you guess, but really there is no prizes for guessing. Number one was BetaShares Australia 200 ETF, and number two was Vanguard Australian Shares Index ETF. BetaShares tracks the top 200, the biggest 200 Australian stocks. Vanguard tracks the biggest 300 Australian stocks. So Australians are putting money into Australian ETFs.
Stacks of money, yeah. The A200, that's the ticker for the BetaShares one, and VAS. You just see it so often in the FIRE community, particularly. Everyone jumps on VAS. So, look, it's good to see that people are buying up, that's for sure.
Yeah, and they were the only two ETFs in August that had net, so inflows minus outflows, net more than $100 million go into their funds.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love that. Do you have either of those in your portfolio?
Yes.
Nice.
Without giving... I think we can say that.
Yeah.
Okay, so first takeaway, there's a hell of a lot out there, 258 exchange-traded products. Number two, Australia has a home country bias. The biggest inflows are going to Australian funds. What's our third takeaway, Bryce?
Third is that with 258 products on the market, there are a mix of ETF providers in the top five. So good to see that there's a bit of competition out there.
Top five, not in terms of the amount of products listed, but top five in terms of funds that are attracting the most money.
Yeah. So the number one is BetaShares.
With that A200.
A200. Yep. Then Vanguard obviously come in with number two and three with their VAS. And the third was...
International Shares, VGS.
VGS, yep. Not surprising. VanEck, good to see VanEck up there. Smaller provider here in Australia, but pack a punch.
Yes.
Number four.
Theirs was QUAL, number four.
Qual.
International Quality ETF.
I am always skeptical about those quals. Okay. But, and then SPDR, which is... iShares?
No, that's State Street.
State Street.
Yeah.
They've come in at number five with another qual.
No, it? ASX 50.
Oh, ASX 50.
Yeah.
Jeez, that's a...
What are you going to say?
Boring ETF.
So I guess it's good to see that there's a spread of ETF providers in the top five. BlackRock, iShares would be steaming that they're not in the top five.
True.
And the other one, the other big one that isn't in there is ETF Securities, which is now called Global X.
Yes.
So they're probably the major ETF providers. There's obviously more, but there's choice.
So we've got a lot of products out there, home country bias, a lot of providers also playing in the top five. And then finally, Ren, what's our fourth key takeaway?
Yeah, before we get to the top five thematics, we've got one more, which is there's some bears out there. Obviously, the market is down at the moment, in case you hadn't heard. And it's good to see that a lot of these funds are having inflows when the market is down. Investors are buying the dip. Number six and number 11 in terms of most money attracted in August were short ETFs.
Mm.
And so they make money when the market is down.
Mm.
Number six was BetaShares US Strong Bear ETF.
B-Bus.
And then number 11 was B-Boz, which is Australian Bear ETF. Mm. So they, for every dollar the market, or every percent the market goes up, they go down a percent.
Yeah.
They're not leveraged.
They're not leveraged.
Yeah. And so there's some bears out there in the Australian investor community who are trying, who think the market's got further to go down and are trying to make money on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Ren. Well, we're going to take a very quick break to hear from our sponsors, and then we're going to jump in to look at what the top five thematic ETFs have been for the month of August.
Sometimes the transition to fall and winter feels like experiencing every season on the same day. The shoes in the Allbirds Mizzle collection were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Check off your errands with the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Wool Runner Up Mizzle Plus.
Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
So, Ren, of all 258 ETFs on the ASX, you've crunched the numbers and we've pulled out the most popular thematic ETFs for the month of August.
What we mean, I've crunched the numbers.
What we mean by thematic is...
filter, sort column, highest to lowest.
So this is excluding all of those broad-based index ETFs. There's no S&P 500s, there's no ASX 200s, there's no Japan, there's no China. We're taking away all of that. And this is focusing on those big thematics that we've often spoken about. Energy, marijuana, you name it, we've crunched the numbers. So let's do it. What was the most popular?
Do we want to go 5 to 1 or 1 to 5?
5 to 1.
Okay, well, let's start with the fifth most popular, BetaShares Global Cybersecurity ETF. HACK is the ticker.
Yes, so this is an ETF that tracks companies that are involved in provision of cybersecurity or all things cybersecurity. And with the latest Optus breach, there's probably no more timely a moment to be discussing it.
So this was August data and it was number 5. It would be fascinating to see what the September data looks like when the ASX release it with the in the month of the Optus hack.
True.
So we'll keep an eye on that. It's a global ETF that tracks, quote, leading companies in the global cybersecurity sector. And so the top 5 holdings, let me know if you've heard of any of these companies: Broadcom, Infosys, Cisco Systems, Palo Alto Networks, CrowdStrike Holdings.
Palo Alto, but not many of the others.
Yeah. I love that ETF holdings are public. And so if you want to find out companies in a particular sector and then do your own research on them, it's a really good way to discover new companies. Mm. But yeah, so number 5, Global BetaShares Global Cybersecurity ETF, HACK.
So it was up 5% for the month of August, but is down, no surprises, down about 23% year to date.
Yeah.
So Ren, number 4, this one always pops up, and that is the VanEck Gold Miners ETF, an ETF that tracks gold miners. No surprises there.
What you'll find is with all these ETFs, it's in the name.
It's in the name. Now, top 5 holdings, some big gold miners: Newmont Corp, Barrick Gold, Franco Nevada Corp.
I think that's meant to be Nevada. I think that's a typo for me.
Franco Nevada. Agnico Eagle and Wheaton Precious Metals. So global gold miners by the sound of it.
Yep, definitely global.
And with what's going on with the gold price at the moment, it's no surprise.
What's going on with the gold price?
I don't know.
There you go. Moving on to number 3. BetaShares Global Uranium ETF, ticker URNM. Uranium obviously getting a bit of buzz these days with energy crises around the world, transition to net zero, what role does nuclear play? France has nuclear. Germany was about to shut its last 3 nuclear power plants, keeping them online. Japan restarting nuclear. There's a bit of buzz. So this is giving people exposure to a portfolio of leading companies in the global uranium industry. Top 5 holdings. Tell me if you've heard of them. Cameco Corp. I should have got you to do this one. NAC Kazatomprom JSC. Sprott Physical Uranium Trust. Uranium Energy Corp. And then Paladin Energy. I think Paladin's Australian.
I think it is as well.
Yeah. There you go. Love to see Australia getting a run there.
All right. And before we move to the final two, I am surprised to see uranium. I would have thought there would have been a lithium in there before, or when I was thinking about what the top 5 thematics might have been. But
yeah. I think it's important to stress these aren't the top 5 in terms of most money in the fund.
This is
movement in August.
Yeah. Most popular for the month. All right. Coming in at number 2 is the BetaShares Global Energy Companies ETF. Top 5 holdings: Chevron, Shell, ExxonMobil, ConocoPhillips, and Total Energies.
Yeah, just the oil majors.
Oil.
Yeah.
No surprises there.
Yeah, so that's fuel. I think you hear a little bit about, you've definitely heard a little bit about that this year given what's going on with energy companies.
Mm.
But Bryce, we are getting close to our 15 minutes, so give me number 1.
Give me number one, and it comes from a provider that didn't make the top five, but that is iShares.
Oh, there we go.
Global,
got it.
Global healthcare ETF. The ticker is IXJ. The top five holdings are some of the biggest healthcare providers around the world: United Health Group, Johnson & Johnson, AbbVie, Pfizer, and Eli Lilly. Yeah.
You say from around the world. I say all listed in the States.
Yeah, but fair call. And IDA was significantly larger than in terms of total inflow for the month of August than some of the other ones in that list. So a big sort of bias towards healthcare for investors here in Australia.
Did that surprise you?
It did.
Yeah, same. Because everything else, I was like, this makes sense. Like cybersecurity is like always a popular one. Gold miners, people are trying to hedge risk. Uranium and energy is just a big conversation these days. But healthcare is a thematic. I was one, like 2 years ago, middle of COVID, understood why that would be number one.
Mm.
But I was wondering, like, what was it that drove interest in healthcare?
Yeah. Can't tell you.
That's okay.
I think my biggest takeaway here, Ren, and something that, you know, this is why I love ETFs. It's clear that investors during the month of August are trading some of the big trends and thematics that are happening at a macro and global level. As you said, energy, uranium, gold, cybersecurity. ETFs give you the ability to not worry about picking individual stocks in these spaces. If you're bullish about a thematic, or you can see how it's going to play out over a period of time based on what's going on in the macro, you can take advantage of that through purchasing ETFs like this. So that's why they're such a great vehicle.
Now, my final takeaway, and I want you to tell me if you think this is good or bad or if you're indifferent. We said that BetaShares A200 had the biggest net inflow in August.
Mm-hmm.
The top five thematic ETFs, if you add up all of their inflows together, about 20% of what went into A200.
Wow.
So in terms of like the weighting of where the money is going, it's not really into thematics compared to those massive broad-based index ETFs.
Yeah.
Good thing, bad thing, or indifferent?
I think good thing.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, I think as we've heard from many investors over on Equity Mates Investing Podcast, you know, this is a time where building that core portfolio is something that they're kind of focusing on.
Yeah, so, it's like it's really easy to get seduced by the sexy themes of, you know, uranium or whatever. But like people are just buying broad-based market indexes. It shows that like investors are sort of just plodding along, doing what they need to do.
Yes.
Anyway, not advice, just an interesting observation.
That's it, Ren. Well, that has we've kicked over our 15 minutes, but those are the five most popular ETFs for the month of August. We'll leave it there and we'll pick it up next week.
Sounds good.
Get Started Investing is a product of Equity Bates Media. All information in this podcast is for education and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional finance, legal, or tax advice. The hosts of Get Started Investing are not financial professionals and are not aware of your personal financial circumstances. Before making any financial decisions, you should read the product disclosure statement and, if necessary, consult a licensed financial professional. Do not take financial advice from a podcast. For more information, head to the disclaimer page on the Equity Mates website, where you can find the ASIC resources and find a registered financial professional near you. In the spirit of reconciliation, Equity Mates Media and the hosts of Get Started Investing acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people today.